This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
When we talk about the price of crude oil on this show, we're usually talking about Brent, or WTI, also known as West Texas Intermediate. We'll go shorthand and call WTI the American price. For years, it sold for less than Brent. Except now, it's totally caught up. For what that tells us, we're joined by Marketplace's Scott Tong from our sustainability desk. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Adrienne.
So talk me through these different oil prices.
Well, there are actually dozens of different prices for dozens of kinds of oil around the world. There's Algerian light, Iranian heavy, Nile blend. It's like a craft beer list.
And you know all of these by heart, right?
Sure. But to make life easier for me and the traders out there, there are two main benchmarks. Brent is a blend of oils from the North Sea, and it reflects generally kind of global supply and demand. And WTI, West Texas Intermediate, is a similar kind of oil produced in Texas that reflects the North American marketplace. Now keep in mind, most buyers and sellers, they never touch the oil. It's not like home buying. It's more like home flipping, right? You're investing in something.
Okay.
Now, for several years, WTI and Brent, the prices were pretty similar until the American price, WTI, went $20 lower about 3 or 4 years ago. And these prices, they kind of tell you what's happening in the market. So U.S. production started taking off right around then because of fracking. It put out lots of oil that couldn't get out of America. Energy analyst Chris Nelder at the Rocky Mountain Institute, he told me there weren't enough pipelines to get the oil out and U.S. exports were banned.
Some of that has been effectively landlocked. So when those refiners cannot use any more of that particular grade of oil coming out of fracking operations, which is a light, sweet grade of oil, then it can create a bit of a glut.
So that's what was pushing the WTI price down. But
yep.
Today we're seeing that this differential, the spread between Brent and West Texas Intermediate, has basically disappeared. And I know this sounds kind of in the weeds for us, but why is this interesting? What's this tell us?
Well, it is in the weeds, but these prices tell us what's happening in the market. And so what's happened in the market the last year, a little bit more than a year, is oil prices have crashed. And for the highest cost drillers, the expensive drillers who can't make any money at these prices, that's the American and the Canadian producers. So North American production went down, and so the glut shrank a little bit, and then Congress just repealed the export ban. And so oil traders now think that'll get rid of the glut entirely, and that's why you've seen that this differential totally go away. Now, we'll see if the U.S. actually does export a lot of oil. That's a big debate for now. But we see that spread, that differential, is now gone.
If you allow these exports of oil, if this happens, does that mean oil is going to become a fully global market? Will we still need all these different prices and distinctions?
You know, Adrienne, it's always kind of been a global market, but now even more so. We've just removed another barrier. So one distinction a lot of economists find a lot less important is the notion of energy independence, right? If one country decides not to sell to us, we can always now get it from somebody else. And by the way, the U.S. still imports a lot of oil. And if there's some kind of a price shock somewhere in the world, we all pay it. You know, whether you're a country that pumps a lot of oil or you pump zero, nobody's immune to a price shock anymore. Now, there are benefits of pumping more oil. It helps your trade balance. It creates a few jobs. But as far as the big shocks, domestic oil versus foreign oil doesn't matter as much as it used to.
So if we're all living in our oil world together, why are prices at the pump here in California so different from prices in other parts of the country?
Well, now we're talking about gasoline, right? Oil makes gasoline. So after oil goes into the refinery and it comes out, it's transported. So that goes into your local retail price. And then it's taxed by your state or your county. And then there are local rules to emit less smog in some places or less CO2 in some places. So those are the big reasons that vary so much across the United States. But underneath all that, Adrienne, is still global supply and global demand in the wholesale price of crude.
Marketplace's Scott Tong. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.